Joining us now via Skype from Florida is Professor James F. Tracy. He's with Florida Atlantic University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Tracy. Now, considering the figures that have come in with nearly 1,500 people killed in gun-related violence since just December alone, and one mass shooting taking place once a month since 2009. Do you think Barack Obama's package of gun control law reforms is enough?
Well, thank you for having me. I believe that more or less what he is proposing is it involves making things more strict for law-abiding citizens. It's not going to make things more difficult for criminals or the equivalent from purchasing guns. If we really want to have a solution to the epidemic of mass shootings in this country, one thing we could do is to look at the fact that many of these shootings involve individuals who'd been on psychotropic drugs, antidepressants, atypical antipsychotics that cause homicidality and suicidality. That's something that's not actually being considered. I don't think that there's actually anything that the government can do to prevent criminals or those intent on mass shootings or the equivalent from obtaining weapons.
Right, but Professor, also looking at the way guns have been marketed thus far, specifically by gun lobbyist groups, they seem to be really banking on the Second Amendment, which gives the constitutional right of bearing arms. However, do you think that it's been marketed in such a way that Americans do feel that they need to have guns in order to preserve their freedoms?
Well, gun sales are certainly up, and there is concern among many, regardless of their political stripe, that there are going to be increased governmental measures preventing individuals from being able to lawfully purchase and own firearms. That may very well be a concern. I'm not sure as to whether or not it's a matter of marketing. I think there's also a concern among a good percentage of the population that, we could face an economic crisis or the equivalent, and one would desire that sort of protection.
Well, also, on the one hand, there is this debate about stricter gun control and basically a tight fixing loopholes within the laws that already exist. But on the other hand, we're seeing steps taken such as schools requiring the teachers and janitors to be armed to protect the children. Is this the answer?
It may very well be because, these schools and other areas that where no one is actually armed. You do have police in some schools, and certainly in schools that cater to a more affluent group of individuals and their children, they have armed guards. But that's not the case with the majority of public schools. So if someone is intent on doing harm, they know where to go to find a disarmed body of people.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Professor James F. Tracy, they're joining us via Skype from Florida. He's with the Florida Atlantic University. Professor, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.